Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, may I have your attention, please? Step right up and join us inside for a spectacle of legendary magnitude. Tonight, we have for your listening pleasure two of RAWF's living legends who will put on a show like you have never heard before. If I may draw your attention right now to the center ring, we have Lord Amadeus and the master of the Midnight Hobo himself, Shifty the Drunken Clown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
Just go to another commercial.
To bring you our feature presentation.
Welcome to another wonderful edition of RAWF Happy Hours. This is company giveaway tonight. We'll be giving away a couple of companies. I'm, of course, Lord Amadeus, President and CEO of RAWF. And with me, as always...
man with a new microphone that wasn't ruined by Midnight Hobo.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a spectacular show for you tonight. Of course, we will have the multimedia tournament. If you want in on that tournament, please let me know.
I want in on that tournament.
I said anyone who I want in the tournament, please let me know.
Excuse me, I want in on the tournament.
What tournament?
The multimedia tournament.
All right, fine. And of course, but tonight there's a little twist. Folks, tonight, the winner of the tournament not only gets a shot at the Multimedia Championship, if they're not the champ already, they not only get 10,000 coins, they also get a company.
A company?
That'll be one of the
really?
Two companies. We are giving away two companies tonight. One will be one in the tournament. The other one, we'll have to think about what we're going to do about that second one. But you're not going to have to do too much. Maybe win a match. Maybe call in, give a promo of your life. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Promo of your life? Wow. There's no pressure there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. We don't want to make things too easy. I mean, we could just hand it over. But at the same time, we do have a lot of loyal listeners. So we'll see what happens. We'll see where we go with this. But first things first, Shifty, we have something to celebrate.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
What do we have to celebrate? Oh, yeah! How could I forget?
One of the few things Shifty and I share is a loving for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and of course they were victorious in their opening game today, 34-17 over Navy, with a true freshman quarterback at the helm.
Yeah, so, true freshman. Yeah, that's.
Now, granted, it was just Navy, and I don't think have a lead until the third or fourth quarter, but freshman quarterback in his first start just needs a little time. There you go. With that being said,
sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Me neither. All right, folks, it is now time for the RAWF rankings for this week. 7 rankings matches in. I didn't get the 8th one done, but I did get up to 7. So here we go with your RAWF rankings. What?
Sorry. What?
Huh? Hello?
Huh?
Okay.
What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This week in the RAWF rankings, your top 20. Number 20 is Judgment. At number 19 is Pebs. Number 18 is Money Sue. Number 17 is Rancor. Number 16 is Bestige. Number 15, Nightmare Child. At number 14 is Lincoln the Misfit Ripper Hunt. Number 13, Sasha Camaro. Number 12, Nasty Norman. At number 11 is Davila. At number 10, my lovely, wonderfully talented wife, Shell Kneebreaker. Number 9, Lucius Van Lucius, LVL.
Lucius
at number
Van
8,
Lucius?
Yeah, him. At number 8 is Jasmine Justice. At number 17 is LVL's Destiny, or Destiny of Death, or whatever she's calling herself these days.
Lucius LVL?
Something like that. Destiny Van Lucius. At number 6, It's Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson. At number 5, the legendary King Outlaw. At number 4, we have Realm. At number 3, the number 1 contender to the World Heavyweight Championship, Drifty the Shrunken Clown. At number 2, the national and multimedia champion in RAWF, John Taylor. And at number 1, not a big shock, it's Mordred Nightwalker once again, ladies and gentlemen. The World Heavyweight Champion.
That guy off.
Well, he has only lost one rankings match in the last 2 months, and that just happened to be his wife, Missy Nightwalker, a couple of weeks ago. So, at least up until, like I said, I didn't do last week's Superstars yet, and so you know we got. It's not the complete rankings. I didn't quite get them completely updated, but I knew I had to get something out because I knew people would get kind of ticked if 2 weeks in a row I didn't get rankings out. So, but speaking of our World Heavyweight Champion,
how good it is to be a bastard.
Hey, how you doing there, champ? How's it going? How are things?
Things are fantastic as fucking always. What the fuck's up,
And of course,
I'm doing fine.
As well as dominating in the rankings, Morgan, you've been basically everywhere. And, of course, owner of Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, which, of course, next week's pay-per-view, Radical Sacrifices, will be a dual company pay-per-view with Sacrifice and RAWF. But, of course, you have a big pay-per-view going on this weekend, Power
of Glory. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Actually, we'll be kicking off back and forth on Jolfin Day already. That event will be starting today and tomorrow both, a two-day event. We're taking over Wrigley Field for the whole 2 days while the Cubs are out of town.
Wrigley Field. Well, they're not. I don't know if they'll. Hopefully they'll show up. You know, they're not used to actually seeing people win.
Well, yeah, they won't use the. They'll be able to use the stadium pretty liberally in just a little while, won't they?
They've been winning quite well. Thank you very much.
I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just like because baseball season will be over soon, right?
Well, postseason starts, but yeah.
So
definitely, yeah.
That's all I
mercifully. Mercifully, it'll be.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be, you know, those choke artist red bitches. I mean, Red Sox, sorry.
All right, folks, for the multimedia tournament, I've got three participants, five. Shell, Kelly, Psycho Girl, John Taylor, and Shifty. Is there anybody else? Let me know.
I'll be
you
competing.
Okay, Mordrin, I'll add you right there.
Jonathan Ryo wants in, and so does War Dog Alpha.
Wonderful.
And so does Jerrica Page.
All right, Ryo.
They won it the multimedia title tournament tonight, Addy.
And of course, the winner also gets a company tonight. The winner of the tournament gets a company.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Also on the show, we'll be giving away another company as well.
At Psycho Girl.
Ryo. I already got Psycho Girl, I thought. Didn't I?
Okay. And, she said she wants to be added in, and now Addiction does too.
Okay, Wrestler, yeah, she was already in. Addiction.
Jerrica Page, War Dog Alpha, Addiction, Psycho Girl,
Okay, slow down.
It's Psycho Girl, War Dog Alpha, Jonathan Ryo, Addiction,
And for God's sakes, how do you spell Jerrica? Because I can't find freaking
J-E-R-R.
Oh, I think she changed it again.
Oh,
let me check.
I don't know.
Let me check. I think she did, guys.
Damn it, Amadeus, I'm a drunk, not an English major.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, it's Dark Evil Angel.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Who's your Dark Evil, what?
She changed her name back to Dark Evil Angel.
I'm so confused.
Jerrica did, that's why you can't find her.
Okay,
so here's...
Confused.
Let me refresh and go down the list and see if I forgot anybody so far.
Okay.
But yes, Mordrin, at Radical Sacrifices, you will defend the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion against the number one contender. That is Drifty the Shrunken Clown.
Aggie wants an attorney, too.
There's my partner.
Your thoughts on this match against Drifty?
Well, I brought it up, and actually when you get a chance to review the footage from Superstars this past week, you'll see there I brought it up there as well. I've been trying to do this kind of nice thing to people. I keep giving them the chance to stay down. They're not listening, and they get hurt. Now Drifty, I kind of like Drifty. He's funny. He's amusing. He makes me laugh. So I gave him an advance warning. I gave him an advance warning. I'm giving him an extra chance of being nice. Don't show up. Because if you do, I'm going to beat you within an inch of your short life.
Well, Morgan, if he doesn't show up, I don't
just
have a main event.
Great.
Why would I want that? I'd have to put you against somebody else if he didn't show up. I have to have a main event, you know. I can't just...
Judge,
sure.
I told him on Sunday he needs to come talk to you. Because I promise, and you of all people know when I promise, what's going to happen. I promise, if he comes down to try and take what's mine, I'm going to hurt him. Just like I promised you were going to scream and I broke your arm.
All right, folks. If you have... 42 minutes to let me know if you want in the tournament. Of course, like I said, the winner not only gets the usual shot at the multimedia championship, they also get a company. And, of course, John Taylor is the current champion, and if he successfully wins the tournament, he can choose whether he defends the title tonight or doesn't. And if he does want to, he decides who he defends it against. All right, so also at Radical Sacrifices, and of course a lot of these matches at Radical Sacrifices depends on your matches for Power and Glory. We won't know exactly what's going to happen until next week as far as matches on your side of the fence.
Yes, every championship will pretty much be defended. Of course, at this pay-per-view, they're going to be defended as well, and there'll be some new contenders crowned, and those people will get the shots at Radical Sacrifice.
Another big match at Radical Sacrifice I'm looking forward to is the Caged Weapons match between Crushing Kelly and Sabele Ufis. Sabele. I know it's Sabele. That's all I need to know. That one, that has been a heated rivalry. Every time I see those two, whether it be out in the chat, in the scenes, in the locker room, those two are bickering back and forth. It is going to be awesome seeing those two go at it in the Caged Weapons match. Also, for the men's championship, Judgment will defend the title against the legendary King Outlaw. Also, I just found this out. Because a certain person, I don't know if she's here. Let me see if she's here. Is she? Who's Shifty? Who's the 620 area code? Check who that is real quick, would you?
Oh, okay. I think I know who that is, but I'll go check it. Hang on.
If it's who I think it is, then we need to bring her on for a second because I need to talk to her, and congratulate her, and all that good stuff.
Hang on. I'm checking. Hang on.
Well, while he is checking, I will break the news about when a certain match I've been hinting at will happen. For Radical Sacrifice, I broke the news here a couple of weeks ago. It's actually what caused you and Shifty both to team up over in Sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the Tag Team Battle Royal will happen to crown the new World Tag Team Champions. Or the champs are going to retain. One of the two.
620, you're on the air.
Well, hi, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Is that sexy as ever?
Is that Rowdy Harrison?
I don't know. It sounds like Rowdy.
I'm just a sexy little thing from the block. They don't call me Jenny anymore.
What the fuck is up, people? This is Aggie.
Aggie, were you sucking on here? Well, first of all, Aggie, quit stealing my gimmick.
How you doing, brother?
I don't know what you're talking about, Amadeus.
Me neither, but he does.
And in the next rank, I should be in the top 10 considering I'm still undefeated in any rankings matches and or superstars matches since my return.
Yes, but you haven't got enough of them in. So it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to put you. But let's see.
You came in mid-cycle, brother.
Yeah, you came in mid-cycle.
True.
So it's kind of hard to. I mean, you're not. Let's see. I mean, U.S., you are undefeated, but you're not quite up there just yet. Plus, I haven't counted last week's superstars, so you might have snuck in there. But speaking of people that are sneaking in, let's bring in the Dark Angel herself, Jerrica, Paige, Dark Evil Angel, whatever she's calling herself these days.
Mordrin. Now, you are my best friend. I love you to death, but leave my nephew the fuck alone.
I'm giving him an option. How often do I give people a choice?
Why is it you think everybody needs to lay down for you? Women, men alike, come on now. You're not the greatest thing on the earth anymore. It's time for you to hang up your fucking boots, shut the fuck up, go home to Missy and Ava, and just disappear.
Well, actually, if you heard the last rankings... If you heard the last rankings thing when they were being tallied, I've lost one match in 2 months, and I've been ranked on top for 2 months, so yes, I still am the best thing.
Wow, whoop-dee-fucking-doo, that's because I hadn't been here. But guess what? I'm fucking back. So, old man, hang your fucking boots up, shut the fuck up, and go off somewhere.
I am.
You fuck with my nephew, you judge won't even get a chance.
But now that Pagers is here, we got a little discussing to do here, Paige, because your opponent for tomorrow was supposed to be a certain Rowdy Harrison, and of course...
Yeah, the crybaby little bitch left the fucking company. Yes, motherfucker.
Well, I wouldn't say he left the company so much as I gave him a shove out the door, or I should say actually... Addiction and I gave him a shove out the door.
Oh, behave.
Boss, you should really try to, like, screen the retards from joining your company. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, you know, you can't screen them all, unfortunately. But, you know, here's the thing with Rowdy. And he was bitching that I was on a power trip giving him all those matches against Addy. But you know what, Rowdy, the stupid thing you did... was to tell somebody in a scene that you had every intention of quitting RAWF and pissing me off. You do that, I'm going to piss on you first.
That is absolute dog shit.
Well, no, see, it started before that, L.A.
Oh, really?
It started with the fact that he wanted to call me out on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And
inconceivable!
Then turn around and deliberately disqualify because, like he said in the scene, he'd rather be stoned than owned.
The who? The her.
And then Monday night, turn around and slap Mordrin in the face by talking shit.
Well, yeah, basically what we're dealing with, Rowdy is an idiot. And, you know, I can handle idiots most days, but when they're so much of an idiot that they give themselves away, and let me and basically let the world know they're going to do something before they actually do it. Yeah, not the smartest bulb on the tree, are you, Rowdy? So, yeah, basically, I gave him a bunch of matches against addiction, which he did not appreciate, and he ran away like the little baby he is.
Bullshit, unless you're passing a bowling ball, I don't think so.
And he's just lucky that they changed it to where when you get set up a round robin, you can't give somebody 100 matches, because that's exactly what he would have gotten against addiction if they hadn't changed it. I had every intention of giving him 100 matches against Addy. That would have been hilarious. And Addy didn't mind. He needs the experience. He just returned, and all of his experience is gone. So, yeah, he wouldn't mind that at all.
Well, you know, but that means that I no longer have a match tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do, Pagers. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, please do tell.
You came in talking all kinds of shit, as you usually do, with somebody, and I just think it'd be appropriate, and maybe you're the one to knock him off his pedestal, which I doubt, but might as well give it a shot. So tomorrow on Superstars,
it will
be you versus Mordrin.
Inconceivable!
Not inconceivable. We're going to kick it. I'm going to kick his ass, plain and fucking simple. That laugh doesn't faze me, Mordrin.
It's always, and this is why I'm so glad you're back, because it brings such a smile to hear when you make jokes at your own expense. I taught you everything you know. I haven't taught you everything I know.
Mordrin. Same shit, different day. You've said that plenty.
And John, don't pat yourself on the back for calling it. Pat yourself on the back for giving me the idea in the first place.
Now. Mordrin, did you forget with all them chair shots Rome's been giving you to the head, or as many times as you've been dropped on your head, that I'm not one of these scared little bitches that's going to lay down for you? I'm not going to take your fucking warnings.
Oh, not on one of them has yet, just every one of them's gotten hurt. But like you said, it's the same shit, different day. I've been doing this for years. That's why I'm one of, I think, two people right now holding two singles championships in RAWF.
Blah, 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 blah.
Because especially here in RAWF, you can sit there and you can say you're not afraid. You can say you're going to do this. You can say you're going to do that. But until you go out there and do it, it doesn't mean anything. I bought two titles, one of them being the world title, meaning very simple. I say it, I do it. And at Superstars, you're my friend and all. You are my protege. I'm still going to kick your ass.
All right. So also at Radical Sacrifice, I'm going to talk about Radical Sacrifices, but we'll get back to you guys in just a second, because I got a couple things to announce here before I forget. We have a new RAWF Bitch of the Month. It is, and conspicuous by her absence this evening, it is Tank Girl, who won the tournament for Bitch of the Month, and she will get the shot at the Estrogen Championship at Radical Sacrifices against the Cougar Mrs. Hain. So
ooh,
congratulations.
That'll be a good match.
That'll be really good.
So good luck to Tanky. Also, Shifty, not to be outdone, you will be defending your Platinum Dragon Championship, and you know who.
I know, Terrell, I know.
The motherfucking Truth Johnson.
My good buddy, Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson. Yes, Terrell. I'm glad that I'm facing Terrell because, you know, we cut through all the bullshit. We can say whatever we want to each other and not hold a grudge against each other, because we know it's all for the betterment and the entertainment of the fans. You know, like I can say that he has worse here than Buckwheat on a bad day, you know? And he won't take offense to that. I could say all kinds of different things, but and he could say that I look like I put my head in a veggie blender
and put it on frappe. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
If that's a hint, Canadian Enforcer, you know you're welcome back to RAWF anytime. I will send you an invite if you say so.
L.A.?
Yes, Jerrica. I'm sorry, Dark Angel.
You can call me Jerrica. Everybody's either going to call me Jerrica or Paige. It's not going to matter. Anyway, here in a little bit, I do have an announcement to make, and it's probably going to shake some things up.
Ooh, but interesting.
What am I good at? I'm good at starting shit.
All right. Okay, so folks, going back to the multimedia tournament here real quick, just here who I've got in. Shell Kneebreaker, Crushing Kelly, Psycho Girl, John Taylor, Shifty, Mordrin, Jonathan Ryo, Addiction, Paige, Wardog, and Aggie. Anybody else want in there? I'll ask one more time. I'll ask now, and then I'll ask again in a little bit. Oh, crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in my good friend and yours, Judgment J. Esquire.
Hello, Shifty. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine, Judge.
Judge,
how
you sound
you?
A little... Judge, has there been any word on Freak Icon?
Amadeus, I'm going to ask you one time and one time only. Since you and your little buddy, King Outlaw, decided to pull this little stunt, where's my husband?
What have I missed?
Where is my husband being held?
I had nothing to do with the actual abduction.
I had nothing to do with it. King Law said that I received a letter this past week, and it said that there would be certain things that I'm supposed to do at different stations and different things to gain clues. Now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I actually I did get a message from Outlaw, it's your next demand. It's the next demand on the list, and you know I don't want
to. He already wants me to beat myself up. He wants me to lay down and give him my title, and now has another demand. Okay, let's hear this little piece of bubblegum wrapper demand.
Well, I really tried.
Say it, Spunky.
You have to change your name.
Change my name to what? Change my name to what? King Outlaw's bitch.
No, not King Outlaw's bitch. Something worse.
Well, do it. Tell me. I'm here to meet my demands because I want my husband, or I'm going to start breaking shit, and I'm going to start with your legs.
Easy,
damn.
Easy, Judge. You,
damn,
you
that's
have,
a little harsh.
You have to change your name to Toby Harris.
What?
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Holy hell.
You have to change your name to Toby Harris. This was not my idea. I had nothing to do with this. Don't look at me like that. Don't make me call the robot out. Just has nothing to do with me. And CE, you've been added to the tournament. Welcome back to RAWF.
So he wants me to change my name to Toby Harris.
Judge, easy. Take it easy.
Judge, calm down. I can see the veins on your neck standing up.
Wow.
Fuck him.
By the way, Judge, do you win the tournament?
No, because I will kill a fucker tonight.
Okay.
I love you, Judgey.
Toby Harris.
Sweet. Let's get rowdy in the tournament so Judge can kill him.
Hey, L.A., Canadian Forces said he wanted an attorney.
Already taken care of.
Okay, I was just making sure.
But
I didn't know
you.
If you saw it.
No, I appreciate that. Uh-oh, Judge, easy with the bat. What are you swinging at? Hey.
Ooh, he's breaking.
Crap.
Oh, shh. L.A., I hope you got enough money to carry to cover that.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know, I'm glad he's got bad aim because I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I missed it. Oh, shit.
Judge.
I heard that.
Judge, that's the midnight hobo.
Oh.
My hobo! And there goes the hobo. He's about to have his golf ship.
My hobo! That was my 3-day supply.
Oh. Ho ho.
Why are you taking it out on Shifty's hobo? He didn't do it.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm a dance here. I'm sorry. Here.
Where are you going? Hey, what the hell?
No. Sign. Here. Sign this. An initial here, here, and here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You now have the
other half of RAWF back. I can't afford to be working and being half owned in this company. I gotta now go replenish my midnight hobo.
Whoa. Well, that was easy. Damn. Thanks, Judge. Jeez. What?
Damn.
I'd say after being hit by Aggie's bat a few times, Judge has picked up some lessons.
Okay,
gotta put in this, and I'm gonna be working over here on some hobo show. Just don't mind.
Okay. Well, Shifty.
Wait a minute, the last time
you freaking worked on Hobo in the studio, we burned down the...
Ether? Some nitroglycerin?
No.
More ether.
And some dry ice, prunes, and, motor oil.
Shifty.
Motor oil?
Shifty.
I'm sorry, what?
I have about 3 gallons of Midnight Hobo that I was just... It was just delivered to me, and it says it's from your daughter.
Hello?
Slammy always takes care of me. I that'll take care of me for about an hour, but all that stuff that I need to make for my still, so let's see here.
More ether.
Okay.
Morgan?
Okay.
Right. Morgan, you got a thing for ether? Oh, crap.
That's all normal when you're making a stove for Midnight Hobo. Don't mind me. I'm just going to be over here working a little bit. It'll be fine. It's all fine.
Okay, fine.
Well, I figured he'd want something that would help knock him on his ass.
Okay.
What are you doing over there now?
Grapes. Give me the tequila. Okay, thanks, Monster. All right. 2 drops of this. 4 drops of this. Okay.
This is actually fascinating, but we do. Okay. You know what?
Wow.
To a rolling boil.
Don't forget the human heart.
Is that usual? Is the magenta colored smoke normal?
Yes, actually that's ready. Okay. Now, Mordrin.
Please be careful.
Try a shot of this, Mordrin.
Oh God.
Let me. Damn, that shit's good.
Pagers? Yours? Here you go, pagers. Try some of that on.
Paige?
I didn't kill her, did I?
She's... You all right, Paige?
I'm good.
Oh, good, okay. Now, bottoms up.
Now, L.A., before we go into this tournament, and since I know you have one tag team on air right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new tag team in UAW or RAWF.
There is?
Yes, there is. It's just been posted.
Uh-oh. And this would be you and who?
War Dog.
Oh, nice. You and War Dog. So that's the Dark Dogs or the Alpha Angels? What?
Well, no, you know, no. We all know that I can be a little vicious. So it's going to be Brutal and the Beast.
Oh, nice. All right, so welcome to the tag rates, Brutal and the Beast. I'm sure Icon will be on that sooner or later, hopefully.
How dare you call War Dog Brutal?
No.
Dark Dog Shit.
That's me.
Dark Dog Shit.
Aggie, shut the fuck up before I have the pleasure of beating your ass that on top of your jacket.
Is absolute dog shit.
Agreed.
All right, folks. Again,
business
you have
is good.
18 minutes to join the multimedia title tournament. The winner will get a company. Also, we are going to give away a second company in the second hour. So, two companies being given away tonight. If you want a chance at a company, either join the tournament or maybe call in. Maybe somebody has never called in before, who really wants a company, who really would like to talk to us because we've never heard them before. It'd be kind of cool if any of you out there, or someone who hasn't called in a while. I'd love to see that because, I mean, we got all our regulars tonight. We got Morgan. Jerrica's just starting to get back into the swing of things.
I know
Aggie's
who I want to call in.
Who do you want to call in?
Well, there's one or two people. I want to hear Maddie if she's out there. And another person I'd love to hear call in because I think I've only heard him call in once ever. And I'd love to hear some of his favorite memories from the time in WU since he's just recently retired. And that'd be Rattlesnake Ron.
That would be cool. I'd never gotten to talk to Ron. But I don't know if he'll call in or not. But anywho, he is, yeah. Okay, so. Okay. Oh, Judge. Judge, are you there? Did you do it? Judge?
What did he do? What?
Okay, well, he's not back yet, apparently.
Yeah. He
oh,
has.
Oh my God.
What did he do? What did I miss?
Okay, I am back. I want to know where my husband is.
He changed
right
his name to Toby Harris. He changed his name to Toby Harris. He actually did it.
He did
okay.
Legitimately do it.
Let me see if I get it. Okay, I just got the text from Outlaw. I got the text, and this is your clue. Freak is not at the Justice Mansion. That's your clue.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
That's the clue he gave me. That's the clue. He's not at the Justice Mansion.
That's the clue. Okay. You know what? You, RAWF, everyone associated with RAWF is going to pay for this. I got to go.
Okay. In a week's time, Judgment will defend the men's championship against King Outlaw, and apparently to get Freak Icon back, he's got to throw the match and give King Outlaw the men's championship. As well as change...
Interesting.
His name is not Judgment anymore, it's Toby Harris. So Toby Harris will be defending the title against King Outlaw. Oy vey.
Shifty?
Judgment is going on a tear.
Yeah, he's a little pissed.
Shifty? I just got a text message from your daughter saying go check the locker room.
I'll be back. And while I'm gone, here's Canadian Enforcer.
Oh, welcome back to RAWF, Enforcer. How you doing tonight?
All right, I was doing a little tour of different companies. That's why I left RAWS. And I see Mordrin. Was it second time he had to go up against Spencers to get the title?
Yes, I had two matches.
Well, congrats on winning the title, and I will
be climbing up the
rankings to take that title back.
And well, you'll be climbing up to get the shot.
Well, I'll get up there, I'll get the number one contender shot, and I'll win, and then that'll be it, then I'll win the title. Because after all, I lose the title, I kind of vacated the title, but that's ancient history. But,
yeah, let's not revisit that whole fiasco.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of, that caused a little bit of drama, but anyways, I'm just here to, I'm going to climb back up the rankings because I've done it before, and I've actually been in the number one spot for, 2 months straight?
Yep, you were.
So I've done that, and I've also won, I've held two titles at the same time, so.
There you go. Nice. So, yeah, you've had some success in RAWF in the past, no doubt about it, as... You've been in the spot that Morgan is right now, where you were one of the top dudes, if not the top dude in RAWF at one point in time. So, that would be a heck of a match. I'd love to see Canadian Enforcer versus Morgan somewhere down the line for the RAWF World Heavyweight title, if Morgan can hang on to it for that long. We'll see.
So you're up against Drifty? Is that who's going to be facing him?
Yep,
that's Drifty. The next person to get whooped.
That's going to be a good, interesting match, because Drifty is actually improved over, because I've actually faced him a couple times. I've seen that there's been quite the difference from the way he used to fight.
You know, that's somebody else that should call in. Drifty, I'm sure you got some words to say to the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion Mordrin yourself. Give a call in. Give a shout out. Why not?
I'm Dave.
Yes, Aggie.
With Anthony Forrester returning and myself, you know, not only being an administrator of pain and also a talent relations officer for RAWF, bringing in Devastation Havoc and King of Beasts, Bob Sapp, in the last week, one of my six matches, which would be one of the three matches from RAWF, go ahead and, if you would, I would love to have Anthony Forrester as one of my three RAWF opponents.
Oh, you mean at Radical Sacrifices, one of your three RAWF opponents, you want Canadian Enforcer. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, old times and old friend, and I would love to, paint the blood red, or paint the ring red with his blood.
It'll be the other round.
Take care of business, right, partner.
You'll be taking out on a stretcher.
I look forward to the challenge.
And let me go ahead and announce what one of your other RAWF opponents is, Aggie, for the pay-per-view.
Okay.
That would be one Lord Amadeus.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you something. There'll be no blood shedding by me in my own ring.
Jewish sign.
I think we lost Shifty.
Shifty, are you there? Shifty.
Yeah, I'm trying out this hobo that Flamey made for me, and it's smooth.
Shifty. Shifty,
it's very smooth.
Shifty, why are you? You're kind of acting. What the hell?
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for living.
Okay, take off the camouflage right now. Take it off.
But why? Why? It looks good on me.
No. If you start talking like swamp, I'm out of here. Don't do it.
start talking like Marcus Marshall.
I guarantee.
Can you do Marcus Marshall?
No, that Prince of Wales does him a whole lot better than anybody else. We need Prince of Wales. We're gonna do it. All right, folks, here's who I have so far in the multimedia title tournament to make sure. Shell, Kneebreaker, Crushing Kelly, Psycho Girl, John Taylor, Shifty the Drunken Clown, Mordred Nightwalker, Jonathan Ryo, Addiction, Paige, Wardog, Aggie, and Canadian Enforcer. Anybody else want in this? Not only do you get a title shot, you also get a company. Angel Malice, how about you? I see you out there. Drifty, what about you?
I have a feeling there's about to be a surprise on the line.
Uh-oh. A surprise
really?
On the line?
Yeah, really. You'll see. I just got an interesting text message.
Okay.
That's disturbing sounding.
Who? What's the surprise on the line then? Couldn't possibly.
Don't know.
Check the soundboard. Don't ask
me. I did.
Me.
The person's unmuted. If they would talk. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that's
no,
Aggie.
No, not
never
that
mind.
One.
Okay, never mind. I'll put him back on mute. Wait a minute. Oh. Wait a minute. Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
The soundboard is moving slow.
Hello?
Okay, there we go.
Hello?
Flammy!
Daddy!
Oh,
it's my wonderful daughter! Hey!
Yes, and my tour bus just showed up at RAWF.
Your tour bus?
Yes, my tour bus.
What have you been touring?
I've been touring the United States.
Yeah, she's been touring because she's a world-renowned singer, don't you know? I mean, listen. Great.
Oh, flower of Scotland.
Oh.
We
She's a diva.
That
okay, stop. You're upsetting. You're upsetting Tad or whatever the hell that was.
No, I've been trying to get RAWF out there. I've been spreading the word.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Flammy. And I didn't know about this because you kind of disappeared from again after saying you were back and then disappeared again. Then she came back.
Hi, Amadeus. That was my fault. She came and asked me when I was still half owner if she could go on a promotional tour, and I gave her the RAWF credit card, and that's where she got the tour bus and all these different things. I thought
Oh shit!
Now that I'm no longer the owner, you should probably know what's going on. So yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. So if you look at that credit card bill, it might be a little high. But you can just take it out of my paycheck.
All right, Drifty, I'm putting you in the tourney. Okay. Well, Slammy, When is your tour over?
Whenever the fuck I say it's over.
It just got over. My bus just arrived at RAWF. Sorry.
That's all right. But okay. So does that mean you won in the tournament?
Yeah. Put me in the tournament.
Good. Let me beat up on my church wing.
All right, Drifty's been put in the tournament. Slammit's been put in the tournament. Anybody else want in this? The winner, of course, wins the company. Like I, psych, PG, put the. I thought I took that back from you. Give me that credit card. Hold on, I gotta go.
PG.
PG, give me the damn credit card.
Are the Germans here?
What? No, psycho girl.
And your wife's in on it now too.
Oh crap! Well, she's allowed to have the credit card.
Angel Malice said she wanted in the tournament.
Okay, fine.
Well, you can't have my credit card back. I'm sorry. It's in my name.
You have one, too?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, I'm a dish.
How many damn credit cards do you...
I'm sorry.
He wanted people
to be happy in RAWF, right? And so I was making people happy when I was part owner it was only like 20 or 30 credit cards.
How do you think he got me to come back?
That black platinum gold was a really good one.
Hey, Shifty, those papers haven't been filed with the lawyer yet, have they?
Amadeus has just signed. Oh, yeah, here.
I think we need to discuss my contract perks.
No. No, and no.
Hey, show, let's go shopping after the show.
I am canceling all credit cards until further notice.
No, they're not canceled. They can't be canceled. There's a contract on them. You cancel them, you got to pay $2 million.
I got that. I can do that. That's cheaper than freaking having everyone have them.
$2 million a piece.
That still might be cheaper than giving you a credit card.
It's still going to be cheaper than giving it. I got Cycle Girl, Shell, Flammy.
I have Daddy's credit card, too.
You cannot cancel my credit cards, Amadeus. You promised. If you cancel my credit cards, I'll be dead within a week. You know this. You can't cancel my credit cards. I got to meet my midnight hobo, and I got to keep Candy's chocolate cravings in check, or I'll be dead within a week.
Speaking of which, did you get the delivery I sent Daddy?
Yeah, I got it. The new hobo is kind of strange, but it's smooth. It's smooth.
Fine. I'm not canceling any credit cards. Fine.
Here, Amadeus, take it.
Thank you.
You're not getting mine. Sorry.
You don't have
I've still
one.
Got Daddy's credit card, so.
Yes, I do. How do you think Shifty got me to come back?
Sorry.
How do you think I've been paying off the rest?
See, I still have Daddy's credit card, so.
I'm going to hurt. Anybody else win a tournament? Anybody else going once?
L.A., there's like 6 boxes of hair gel for you in your office off the credit card, so.
Damn hair gel.
I wouldn't use that hair gel, though.
Hey, is the credit card going to be part of the prize? Since, you know, everyone else seems to be getting them?
Mordrin, you can use mine.
Okay. Well, nothing against Amadeus or any of that, but the last thing I need is someone else's credit card. I got plenty of my own.
We're taking a song break now, and when we come back, we'll start the tournament, and there'll be no more talks of credit cards so that my blood pressure doesn't go any higher than it already is.
Sweet. Look at that vein in his forehead.
I see that. That's
I'll be back with more RAWF Happy Hours.
Amadeus style, LA style, They call me Lord Amadeus, I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair, all the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know, so let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can kowtow. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 you all down to a place called Fubar City. It's where I am from, and believe me, it's not pretty. You don't get messed up because I'm on the committee, and we don't take pity. Hey, watch my hair. You people need to learn not to pull my golden hair. God damn it, Shifty, I said not to touch my golden hair. All the fans want a lock of my golden hair. Yes, my golden hair. I will quench your thirst for carnage like Gatorade. I'm Renegade. And when it is all over, I will attain. I will reign. Till all you peons and you pansies feel the pain. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. It takes forever just to get it to the perfect tone. Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. Yes, I know it smells better than my cologne. That's what I'm saying. Amadeus style. Fuba City. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. Fuba City. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style.
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you got to live got my head spinning around. I was studying your hand. I don't know if I'll have the chance to stand. Oh, oh. Trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, oh. I know you know good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? My mind keeps saying, run as fast as it can. I'm done, but then you pull me back. Whoa, I swear you're
know just how to work that back and make me forget my name. What the hell you do, I won't remember. I'll be gone until November, and you show up again next summer, yeah. Super gold middle name is Prada. Picture like a good girl, sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker, but damn girl, it's like I love the trouble, and I can't even explain why.
Why does it feel so good, but hurt so bad?
WF Happy Hours. I'm Dance, are you okay? You calm down a little bit now? I'm bringing everybody else in now. Mordrin and
what the fuck's up?
And Aggie,
what's up?
And Slammy.
Hey.
And Judgy and Canadian Enforcer. Everybody's back now. Okay. I'm Dance. Are you talking? Have you calmed down? Is everything okay? I don't know what's going on. He's not really talking here, so.
Did I give him a coronary?
I think he may have, Slammy.
I hope
what
not.
What in the blue hell?
I don't know. I'm a little, wow, okay.
Oh, some whack job sent me a message.
You too.
Hey,
whack job? What whack job?
June Newman.
Yeah, I got it too, Mordrin.
A whack job, huh? Whack off job? That sounds more like Rowdy Harrison's job. I don't know.
No, this is one of those, you know, Bible-thumping ones that every so often people get, trying to save my soul.
Ah.
I don't have that use for disappointment.
Okay. Welcome back to RAWF Happy Hours. I'm one of your hosts here. Amadeus here. I'm looking to see what's going on with the multimedia title tournament. Because I know you wanted to... Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Hey!
I'm just gonna hide.
I'm not scared.
Will the owner of a purple Hummer please report to the parking lot? I just shot out your headlights, your windshield, and up your exhaust pipe.
No, you didn't just shoot my new car!
No, that's not yours. That would be Crush and Kelly's, and that is my niece, and I'm going to have to kick your ass now, L.A.
Okay, as long as it wasn't mine.
What's yours
that's
look
right.
like, Slammy?
Kelly, you can have
I'm not telling.
You can have the RAWF credit card to go get a new one.
Oh, shit.
I'm not telling you what my car looks like. You might go shoot that
oh,
up, too.
Jeez.
No, no. I won't,
On Crush and Kelly's car. She didn't do anything.
Oh, but she's going to now because I'm giving her my RAWF credit card to go buy her a new car.
Okay, Amadeus, if you really want to shoot up something that's mine, you can shoot up that nice, shiny purple bus that says RAWF with the with my face on it. If you really want to shoot something, there you go.
Whoa. Wait a minute, I get to shoot you in the face?
Wait, what?
The bus has my face on it, yes.
Oh, give me that shotgun.
Come on, Morgan. We got some target practice.
Hell yes.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Well, fuck you too.
Okay, I'm kind of confused, but, I don't know.
I'm just kidding, Slammy. Welcome back.
I know.
Besides that,
thank
the
you.
Purple, just ruining the purple Hummer made me feel better.
I'm not giving that fucking gun.
Well, take it.
Sweet.
Hey!
Yeah. Damn. So much for that nostril.
Bring out the dead!
Yeah!
Somebody take a fucking gun from Mordred before he shoots his toe off.
He's not going to shoot his toe off.
All right, folks, it's time to hit the button on the RAWF Multimedia Tournament. If you haven't gotten in, I'm sorry. If you wanted in, too bad, I'm hitting the button right now. The tournament is officially underway.
I've got a match. I gotta go.
And after the tournament?
Yep, time to go to work.
We have Drifty taking on Crushing Kelly. We have Shifty taking on Wardog Alpha. We have Mordrin taking on Psycho Girl. Canadian Enforcer taking on Addiction. Aggie taking on Jonathan Ryo. Paige taking on Slammy. Wow, interesting. Shell Kneebreaker taking on Angel Malice. And we only had, looks like, one person had a bye, and that was the champ himself. Wow, that's the second week in a row that's happened. So, the tournament's underway. I'll give you the link to the tournament. I'm not giving you links to all the frickin' matches, though. I'll tell you that right now.
And on that note, I'm going to interject that Mordrin's a better tournament leader, since he at least puts matches in the links in the chat.
I'm
get
not
your ass
freaking
back on the ring.
12 frickin' links in the damn... Fine.
Paige, get back down here so you can watch me kick your ass.
First one was... That's Drifty versus Kelly. I don't know why, but he keeps wanting to just put the damn... Screw it. Oh, wait, that is right. Never mind. You're all going to see, so I'll put that one. You all figure out which ones they are. Oh, Kelly, I'll buy you a new damn Hummer. Just settle down. Go wrestle your ding match.
L.A., I already gave her the credit card.
Cancel the damn credit cards and just give Shifty a new one. Let's see here. Okay, fine. There we go. So let's take a look at some of these matches here. Since you're all freaking everyone else on the air is in the tournament, it's kind of, I guess I'm going to be talking to myself.
Well, I moved on.
Oh, all right. So Canadian Enforcer moved on. He defeated Addiction. Paige moved on. She beat Slammy. Shell beat Angel Malice.
Ryo won.
Ryo defeated Aggie. All right.
Sorry, Psycho Girl.
Mordrin moves on. Wardog Alpha defeats Shifty. And we're just waiting on one last match, and that's Drifty versus Crushing Kelly. Get her, Drifty. Get her.
L.A.?
Yes. What
I
now,
will give her. I will give her a key to private areas of RAWF just so she can get in and torture you.
You're going to give her keys to my privates? What?
To private
areas.
Hey. No. Oh, okay. I was going to say, the only one person has key to that. And she ain't get... She, if she ever gives that up, she'd never... Oh, Shifty, turn that off.
Wait, did this just turn into a porno? I'm out.
Oh my gosh, Slammy, you've missed so many pornos on this
get
show.
Get used to disappointment.
Yeah, you missed your twin telling Rowdy to go shut his fucking cum guzzler.
How could I miss that? Oh.
And it looks like Drifty is going to defeat Kelly. Oh, but he missed his spear. My gosh, Drifty, can't you just freaking finish her off for crying out loud?
No, she, no.
Oh, could this be the chance?
Can she do it? No. Oh, boy. This will be one of the biggest comebacks I've ever seen, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, no. Looks like he did get by.
All right. So Drifty advances. We go into the second round. It is now going to be Jonathan and Ferocious Grappler Taylor taking on Drifty. War Dog Alpha versus Mordrin. Canadian Enforcer against Jonathan Ryo. And Paige versus Shell Kneebreaker. That ought
to
be
good. Damn it, I could have faced Mordrin. Shit. Good luck, Shell. While we're doing this,
Shift, take over. I have to do something here real quick.
Okay, well, I'd like to bring in our next caller. Please welcome in Psycho Girl to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Psycho Girl, how are you?
What's up, PG?
Not too much. I just thought I would say hey real quick. I only had a second.
Okay, I'm back. PG, hello, hon. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So, won't you tell us about the show? Because you guys haven't actually updated me. When is it going to? Is there going to be a set time, or is it going to be random times that you and Shell are going to do the show?
Random.
Okay. And we have just. It's not going to be Peep Show. It's going to be Angels of Pain. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. I will get a scene up for that soon, I promise. And a logo.
Okay. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, always is. You two are two of the best, so I'm confident that every show will be fun just because you two are two of the best GMs in all of Unstoppable in my opinion.
Aw, thank you.
You're biased. Suck up.
I don't have to suck up. I'm the boss.
You have to suck up to your wife. Don't let her hear you say that.
Okay, well, that's different. That's a different sucking up.
Okay, how is that different?
You know what? Change of subject.
It depends on what position he's in.
So, right now.
Good match, War Dog.
It depends on what position he's in.
And so, did you advance Mordrin?
Or did you? Of course.
All right, so Mordrin moves on to the next round.
Way to go, partner.
Right now, my lovely wife and Pager's going at it. Close match between those two.
John Taylor pulled a Houdini.
He pulled whose Houdini?
Well, he's pulling his own Houdini because he ain't made it to the ring yet.
Uh-oh.
So this could be a very interesting next round.
Good match, Jonathan Ryu.
Enforcer moving on? Or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so Enforcer moves on? Right now, Shell holding her own against Pagers. Looks like Pagers in trouble here.
Hey, I gotta go down to the ringside a minute. Hold on.
All I don't think John's showing up.
Oh, wow. What's up with that?
He's down to just about a minute before the ref counts him out.
Uh-oh. I don't... Oh, wait.
So...
Did we lose Shifty? We lost Shifty. Where'd he go? Uh-oh, Shifty dropped. But, oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. No. PG, or Kelly, I said I'd buy you a new Hummer.
Amadeus, I want to know what antipsychotic drugs you need to be on, male version of Sybil.
Hey, I had a moment. It happens.
A moment on my damn car. That's a
plan. Well, first of all, who the hell drives a purple Hummer in the first place? I mean, seriously, that's...
Well, now nobody.
I mean, you're just...
Hello, I'm talking here. Mr. Hairchild. And
we have a preview.
I think you have too much trouble doing scratching and sniffing of hair care products. That's why you're such a green-eyed monster in the ring and on the air. Every time you go rumbling on the air with your thunder and lightning, I feel like giving you an industrial-sized bottle of Tums for your tummy troubles.
Sorry there, L.A., but your wife doesn't get to go forward.
No.
So
now it's going to be Drifty versus Mordrini, preview of next week's Radical Sacrifices, preview of the World Heavyweight Championship, and then Canadian Enforcer taking on Paige. This will be interesting. This is going to be an interesting tournament. Of course, again, the winner gets a company, so... But you know what, Kelly? I'm going to make it up to you. I'll make it up to you right here and right now. I'm going to give you a chance to win your own company.
How?
You are going to be put in a match right here, right now, tonight, against another listener, another caller. Let's see, who the heck's in here? We got
lots of people in here.
Oh, there's Shifty.
I'm sorry, I'm back. I got disconnected. I don't know what
Psycho
happened.
Psycho girl, you still with us?
Yes.
How would you like to have a company?
I already have a company.
What's that?
I already have a company.
Would you like another one?
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Okay. Moving on.
You could turn it into a bank.
I'd do that too.
Companies are good for that.
Well, let's see here. I tell you what. We need an opponent for Kelly. And Mordrin's still in the tournament. Paige is still in the tournament. Enforcer is still in the tournament. So they all still got shots at it. Anybody else want to call in?
Give me Kelly.
Slammy, you want a chance at a company?
Sure, why not? I have one empty one. I could use another.
Okay.
My daughter versus Tank Girl's daughter. That should be interesting.
After this tournament is over, we will have Slammy versus Kelly. Winner gets a company from a man who's recently retired, but he is, in my mind, an unstoppable legend. He is definitely an RAWF legend. He is a CSW legend for sure. Rattlesnake Ron will give the winner of that match a company.
Ron, you need to call your ass into the program.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, it would.
I have to run, but I just wanted to say hey. I'll still be chatting, though.
Okay, PG, thank you for calling in. Of course, she is our newest RAWF GM, and I am absolutely thrilled to have her as an RAWF GM.
She is?
Yeah,
well,
actually.
Thank you, and thank you for the credit card. I will try and use them wisely.
Please use it wisely.
I already matched that one, but I was able to get another one made.
Fine. I swear.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I like her already.
Bye, psycho girl. Damn it, I have this on mute.
Good match, Paige.
I like her already.
An enforcer has moved. Canadian enforcer has moved on. So he has the he is one of the final two. We're waiting on Mordrin versus Drifty, and let's see how that match is going.
GMs, let's welcome in one of my personal favorite GMs, our tag team GM, the Icon Scottish Anarchist.
How's it going?
Hey, Icon, how the hell are you?
I've been drinking a little, so...
Oh, wait, Judgment just hitting Mordrin in the knee with a bat at ringside in the match. What the heck? And now Drifty... Can Drifty finish off Mordrin here to face Canadian Enforcer for... What the heck is going on?
Chaos! All chaos is breaking loose down there.
Can Drifty finish him off? Or no, actually right now Mordrin trying to get back into this. Can he finish Drifty off? Rhino Corner. Wonderful.
Interrupter. Fantastic.
So, Icon, how are things going in the tag division?
They're going. The match is up and set, and they've got meaty. And by meaty, I mean people.
Oh, and Drifty kicks out. Drifty kicked out after...
Don't mind him, Icon. He's just excited about the match with Mordred and Drifty.
Go ahead, Icon. And Drifty won. Drifty moves on. It's Drifty versus Canadian Enforcer in the finals. Go ahead, Icon. Sorry about that.
Son of a bitch.
The tag teams are all getting meaty. People are fighting each other. People are signing up out of the blue. So there'll be more made this week just because, well, why not?
Why not? Well, good. I'm glad matches are going on in the tag division. And did you hear we have a new tag team? Someone just posted earlier, new tag team in RAWF.
They posted in the scene so I know who the hell they are.
They did.
They better have. They better be bloody lying to me. I don't like that. Don't get my hopes up, you know?
We do. It's Jerrica Paige and Alpha Dog, the newest tag team in RAWF. Right now, it's... Right
Brutal
now, Canadian...
and the Beast, I think, is what they call themselves,
yep,
right?
Yeah, Brutal and the Beast.
Do I dare
get... I still don't know why she's calling Alpha Dog Brutal. I mean, really.
And right now, Canadian Enforcer with a huge advantage over Drifty in the tournament
match
final.
Drifty, when you call your dad, tell him he's a marked man.
How's your knee there, Mordred? He took quite the shot.
I took about three of them from him.
Mord, sorry to not be there for you there the whole time. I was making sure that Shell got back to the locker room safely.
Oh, no worries. He's just a marked man. I broke his arm once. I'm going to break his neck this time.
It's looking like Canadian Enforcer is going to win himself a company here. As he has just... Yep, he won the tournament. He has won the tournament. He will get the shot at... the multimedia championship, and he wins the company. So, Enforcer, I will transfer that company over to you right now. And it's actually, it has 34,985 coins in it, but it also has 60 wrestler bucks and 3 titles. So I am transferring that to you right now.
60 wrestler bucks?
That is correct.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That is a good deal.
And there you go. You now own company giveaway number 1. Congratulations, Enforcer. Now, who did I say? Crushing Kelly taking on Slammy. The winner gets a company from Rattlesnake Ron.
Oh, is it time for me to beat Kelly?
Yeah, just hold... Darn it, my mouse decides to... Okay, there we go. So I will start that match right now, if you two are ready.
I'll make that match
right now. Slamette making her return to the ring after a long hiatus.
What did you say about my daughter? Like a burrito?
I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, Drifty, I had kind of the same thought in mind.
What? What am I missing?
From the chat, he said he wanted to win the company to put it up as a prize, and that's kind of the same thing I was actually going to do for Radical Sacrifices, was put it back up in a special tournament.
I'll even throw 5,000 coins in. But this will be a 5-minute match, so I hope you both ladies are both...
So, wow, they're going to work for about 100K.
All right, I have started the match. Ladies, here is the link in the chat. Ron, this is your link. And Ron says the company you get has 5 belts, 5 divisions, and almost 500K in the bank. So, wow. There you go, Ron.
Oh,
that's the match.
Shit. Am I getting this match?
No,
all right, Kelly,
you cannot.
Let's get this going.
You had your chance. We're going to the ring right now, and slamming with the backhand chop, but failed the arm bar, so the two of them kind of trying to feel each other out. This is for a company, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
winner gets a company from Rattlesnake Room.
She's not feeling up anybody.
Well, not right now. She's getting her head knocked off.
Besides that, you act like that would be a rare thing for her. Seriously.
Actually,
hey now.
To be honest, I have joined a nunnery.
Oh, bullshit.
I am a nun.
You are not.
I took a vow of chastity.
That will last until
please.
Certain people start showing back up.
What are you talking about?
Take the headset off. You're in the ring, for crying out loud.
Oh, am I supposed to take
right
that
now,
off? Okay, here, hold it. There you go.
There you go. So right now, Slammy's getting her butt handed to her, but she still has a chance. It's Kelly with its couple initials. Oh, boy. Yeah, that armbar is just not working for you. You're a little rusty there, Slammy. I think Kelly's going to win this. Oh, ice-cold spermicide on Slammy's head from Toby Harris. I feel bad having to call him that. But anywho, Slammy trying to get back into this. We'll see what happens. Now, will Kelly get through the defense? This is for the company. If Kelly gets through the defense... Oh, she did not! Slammy still has a chance at this. Can she make the comeback? European uppercut. Backhand chop. Shifty, you watching this? Side headlock.
I am.
DDT. Drop kick. Oh, boy. This is still... We have a match now. Kelly's got to get back. Can Kelly get through the defense? No! She tried a spear and whiffed. Now it's Slammy's turn. Side headlock.
Slammy, it's all yours. You got it. Go for it.
Hip toss.
Sorry,
she could not get... She missed the elbow. Kelly rolls out of the way. Now a hip toss. Oh, but she couldn't hit... missed on the drop kick. Now it's Slammy's turn. Side headlock. Hip toss. Can she finish her drop kick? Side headlock. Hits the elbow. Is it her company? No! She missed the drop kick. Kelly now. Foot stomp. Hip toss. Drop kick. I think it's over. Kelly wins. Crushing Kelly wins the company. So Rattlesnake Ron, if you would transfer your company
it's
to Crushing Kelly Kent.
It's a six.
Damn, that was a good match.
Alright, so Crushing Kelly wins the company from Rattlesnake Ron. Thank you, Ron. And yes, folks, do not forget to get into the Shell Games free tournament. There is a tournament for 100 wrestler bucks. It is free. Shell Games free tournament. Do not forget it. Yeah. Get in that tournament, folks. Seriously.
Cat's got LA's tongue.
Winner gets the Shell Games championship.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Kelly.
And if you're in RAWF, you want to get in this tournament here, I'll post the link in the chat. That was one hell of a match.
So does Canadian Enforcer get to face off against a Grappler now?
Yes, he will do that in just a few moments. Right now, I think we need another song break because we got debris out in the parking lot. We got debris in here. We need to hose down the studio.
Okay, I got a song.
You just want to go play with your hair.
I got a song, and we'll be back with more RAWF Happy Hours in just a few minutes.
LA just wants to go play with his hair.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride.
Because I'm
got some new glitter on sand.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to RAWF Happy Hours. It is time for the multimedia title match. It will be John Taylor defending against the newly returning Canadian Enforcer. I'm going to go ahead.
John Taylor's not around, because remember he timed out in Drifties?
Well, he's still
in the
chat.
He said he was back. He said he was back.
Is he?
He's in the chat. So I'm hitting the button. Oh, you know what? I guess I need to put Canadian Enforcer in divisions before I can make that match. Hold on a second. And of course, he'd be at the very bottom of the roster. There he is.
Of course. Just because he wants to make your life a living hell.
Everybody wants to make my life a living hell.
That's why I've got to educate the credit cards and started handing them out.
I got my credit card.
I think I liked you better when you weren't around, Paige. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what they all said. But guess what? I'm not going away. So.
All right, there you go. There it is, folks. There is the match. John Taylor defending against Canadian Enforcer for the Multimedia Championship. That match is underway right now. All right, Shifty, one thing we need to talk about. Starting next week, you know what it is?
I know.
The return of Shifty and I's NFL Pick'em Contest starts next week, and Shifty, why don't you remind everybody what's on the line?
What's on the line here? If I lose, I am going to stand outside a heavily populated Seahawk area holding up a sign saying, I make questionable life decisions after... putting up the showing a sign that says "Go Raiders."
And if you win, what do I got to do? I keep forgetting.
No. You remember, don't you? Because I'm starting to forget. Actually,
I have to sing the 12th. Don't I have to sing
right.
the 12th man?
You have to sing "True 12th Man." You have to sing a song. Yeah.
All right. There we go. So that's what's on the line in our NFL Pick'em Challenge, and of course we've already made one pick for this Thursday night's NFL opener, as the Seahawks will host the Green Bay Packers, and I went out on a limb and said the Packers are going to upset the Seahawks Thursday night on the road. So yeah, already got one.
Are you high?
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Are you sure?
That's what I was wondering.
I think that is going to be a tough test for the Seahawks. I think they're going to be a little riding high off their, you know, all the pomp and circumstances going on in that game. The Packers are going to come in and take care of business while the Seahawks are still celebrating their Super Bowl win. So that's just I just have that feeling. Of course, that could also be indigestion.
Never trust your feelings, LA. Come on now.
Hey, I trusted my feelings all last year, and I beat the hell out of Shifty in the NFL Pick'em Contest. So, just saying. All right, but anywho. How's that match going?
I'm so ready for football.
Oh, aren't we all? Right now?
It's a close match.
Wow. Very close match, but right now the champ has the advantage. Oh, and he would call it. Enforcer tried to get from the crowd, and it was. And Taylor was waiting, got him from behind. So now it's looking like.
Come on, John.
It's looking like he could finish him off here. Let's see. No! He goes into defense. Now the Enforcer is forced to outthink him here to try to get back into this match.
Come on,
the double hip toss
Tongan death grip. Oh,
what's
it's a bulldog.
Here?
This one's going right down to the wire. Oh,
you have a new multimedia champion.
Enforcer takes a deep breath, goes for the bulldog, but does not get it. Does not get it. Does not get it. What's going to happen here? Hip toss by the champ. Side headlock. Excuse me. And a spear. And it looks like Jonathan Taylor retains the multimedia championship. So
wow, that was an incredible match.
But at
way
least
to
Canadian
go, John.
Did not walk out of tonight empty-handed. He did win a company.
Yes, he did. Now, did Grappler win a company because he defended his title?
No.
Sure?
No. Only if you won the tournament did you get the company, and only if you won a match specifically made. So, we have given away all the companies we're going to give away tonight.
Really? I thought you were going to give away more.
Yeah, I originally thought I was going to give away more, but after having a discussion with someone else, they didn't want to flood the whole show with giving away companies.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I know. I originally said it was going to be more than two, but it's all good.
As normal, L.A. Fibbins.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
You're just catching all sorts of shit tonight.
I know, right? I tell you, I'm getting it from all sides. I'm even...
Never mind. Thank you, Shifty.
Y'all stealing catchphrases when the woman's not even here. Sheesh.
Whoosh.
Well, hey, wait
well,
a minute.
You know, maybe...
Isn't that the best time to do it?
Maybe her ass should have shown up.
Wait a minute.
She should have.
Hey, Paige, you see that bucket over there in the corner?
Oh, I do. Hey, Shifty, you see that bucket beside you? You want to grab that? What bucket? This bucket?
Yeah.
You want to do me a favor and come on LA's head? What?
You do, Shifty, and I will use your afro as a Brillo pad.
Oh, come on, you don't
hey,
want to
Kelly,
do that.
Hey,
fucking Kelly.
No, hold on. Kelly. You still here?
Oh, no, she's not. Oh, boy.
Kelly's even gone. Wait a minute, what's in this? Why is there ice in this? Dump it on L.A.
Don't do it, Shifty. Do not do
Come
it.
Come on, Daddy, please.
What, but
Don't
it's for charity.
Do it, Shifty.
Amadeus, you know you want to do it.
Do it.
Ice challenge.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, shit. Oh, that's cold. Oh, that's cold. That's cold. Oh, my nipples.
Wow. Damn.
That's cold. That's fucking cold.
What the fuck?
Wow.
You should never have a drunk guy over his head. I don't think Shifty's drunk anymore.
I think he's stone sober.
I need a shot, stat.
Here, I got a bottle of hobo right here.
I'll light you on fire.
Drug.
Oh, thank God for that.
I'm sorry, Daddy. That was my promenade.
Why would you leave a bucket of ice water like that out there? I know there's been all these... But I was never challenged, so why did I have to do that?
It was for Amadeus. It's the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Well, why didn't I... Amadeus, why didn't you take the challenge? Are you some sort of a non-charity-loving son of a bitch or something?
My hair would get wet.
All he cares about is his hair and his... Come on. God.
My hair would get wet. I can't... No. I might get my hair wet for that. No.
50. There's another bucket behind you. Dump it
on
L.A.
Look. I already donated to ALS, all right? I made my donation, so I don't need to do the challenge.
There's another bucket. Grab it and dump it on L.A. or bury it.
Of course there's another bucket. There's always another bucket, another credit card. Come on now.
Well, there's also one more for Paige.
You want to get stabbed tonight, don't you?
Hey, I am part of the Terror Twins. Come on now.
Well, I can say Paige has already done that because I'm the one that challenged Paige for it.
What, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yep.
Okay.
What do you mean? You mean this bucket? Okay. Amadeus, stand still. Sister.
No.
Whoa. Oh, fuck. It's cold. Oh, shit. It's cold. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. My balls are blue. My balls are blue.
Shifty, are you okay?
Okay.
Hold on. I'll get you medical attention. Medical attention coming. Come on. Hold on.
Kelly, you need to call Jamie so that they can actually dump the bucket on LA.
Yes, since he doesn't want to do it himself. I bet you I could get Shell to help me.
I know. Keep those buckets away from me. Those things are dangerous.
Okay, I will keep that last bucket away from you.
Please do. And you better hurry because, you know, we're running out of time.
So, okay, you know what? I'll just do it myself. Hey, L.A.
I'm out of here. Good night, everybody.
We'll see you next week on more
happy
hours. Bye, everybody.
I promise I won't get your hair wet.
Peace out, fuckers.
Later, pips.
But you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the place.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Bye bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye bye!
And ladies and gentlemen, we are at the after party.
What the fuck's up?
Good show, everybody. Good show, everybody. Good stuff. Good stuff. So did we have a good time?
I did.
Welcome back, by the way, Slammy.
Thank you. It was kind of,
Sounded like it was a last minute thing.
It kind of was. I was sitting there. It's my day off. I'm sitting here going, okay. It sounds like so much fun. I haven't been on the radio in forever, and I'm missing it. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It is fun.
Oh, and Paige says you're welcome, Shifty.
Thank you. Yeah, I really wanted to take that challenge, I guess.
Yeah, I took the challenge one night after work at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't see that. I haven't seen that yet.
It is on my page. It was very cold.
Speaking of on pace, and I gotta play this.
Post game show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. To hell with it.
Hell with it.
To hell with it.
Absolutely. Slammy, I have one last final thing to say to you. Fire is your man. He never failed. He never failed.
Oh, shit.
Who let the robot out?
Did Lord Amadeus come back in a robot suit?
No, this is for medical attention for Shifty.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm still cold.
Well, I got a present for you, Amadeus.
I don't want to voice changing things here because I like staying neat.
Greetings, Shifty. You require medical attention?
Yes, I need heat. Unstoppable. I need heat.
Activating flamethrower. Activating flamethrower.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell. Too much heat. Too much heat. Anybody got another ice bucket?
Oh, woo. What's more than your nose that's red?
Damn it, I just got this Afro clean. Darn it.
Well, here, Daddy, I got a new outfit for you.
A new outfit?
My gosh, she almost has everything.
Yeah.
You're very prepared.
I ordered it while I was in the matches. Between turns.
Well, how did you... Okay, I'm confused now. I don't even know how you would have done that.
I carry my cell phone everywhere with me.
Obviously, it must have been up your ass.
No, it was not. It was hidden in my skirt.
Well, looks like the Wonder Twins will be
counting out.
Wonder Twins.
Yeah, Starry's on vacation.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, she tagged Pebs in, and he hasn't shown up for 2 days.
Oh.
That's...
I don't know about him.
I bet some hopeful thing were going to blame me for that.
Of course they will.
They always do.
It's all your fault.
They can blame all they want. Most of the match, they were getting their heads handed to them anyway.
Does anyone know of anyone wanting the GM that has GM experience?
Not me. I have GM experience, but I'm not wanting a GM right now. I may be back, but I'm not full-time yet.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a GM because my company kind of exploded with people. I'm up to 271.
Nice.
Good Lord, that's a lot.
And just for the number one contender for next month, I actually had to start the tournament early, and there's 178 that signed up for it.
Jesus.
It's a 2-day time limit. It's because I got sent the link that, you know, that Phoenix Rises uses to send out for people to sign up for titles, like for tournaments.
Right.
So that way you don't sit there all day sending out the invites. Well, I was given the link on how to be able to do that, so I just started sending all my tournaments that way, and I've noticed a major increase of people joining tournaments because they're just sent as invites.
Hmm.
Oh, hey guys, I gotta run. I got some things to do, so I will talk to y'all later.
Bye, Slammy.
Thanks for joining.
Bye.
Sure, bye.
I'll be right
I'll
back,
make
guys.
Sure to leave some more hobo for you.
Thanks, Slammy.
You're welcome, Daddy. Bye.
Have you ever heard of
Slamac? Good night, everybody.
Have any of you ever heard of a wrestler by the name of Colt Hardcore?
Oh God, Mom. Yeah, what about him?
He sold the company to me, which was he actually bought. He paid because it was made August 11th, 2014. He sold it to me for $70,000.
Jeez. And then you got another one tonight for free.
Yeah, I'm going to try to pull the wrestler bucks out of it, and then I'm going to put the company up for sale. Why not? That's what I've been doing. I did that when I won that Yvonne the Vicious when I got that one company there.
Uh-huh.
The big one. I sold that one.
Oh, wow.
And I deposited most of my winnings into my company, so... And I noticed Kurt Van Dam's disappeared again.
How is he?
So has anyone checked out the Red Hoodie University?
No, hasn't. No.
Who ready? What?
Red Hoodie University.
Who ready? What?
Oh, I know. I guess I haven't.
It's got a bunch of things going on in there. I'm one of the GMs. The easy one that I'm doing. I just do one round robin each week, and I just pick out whoever beats any of the faculty. Once I get 32 in, they're put into a tournament, and then the winner wins the title, and then after that, whoever wins the tournament has to fight the person who has the title. So that one's straightforward, basic, but there's other ones as well, other things it's got going on.
Ugh.
It's run by Grim Ripper. The one that had Clash of the Titans? Yeah, he had Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, this is his new idea.
Interesting.
He's now selling 100 wrestler bucks for 2.75 mil. People were getting like three, anywhere between, before that, they were getting close to like 4 mil or something like that. And then when he made it 3 mil, a lot of people were getting mad about it. And now he just said, well, I'll put it at 2.75.
Well, you know what? I think it's time. I don't think we need to sit here in the after party all night. Shifty, why don't we go ahead and just end the show tonight?
Okay. You're the boss.
All right, folks. This has been RAWF Happy Hours. Thank you again for joining us. We will see you all next week. Don't forget Radical Sacrifices next Sunday as well. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.